John chapter 10, verse 4 says, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Why did the sheep follow him? They know his voice. Go to verse 5. "And a stranger will they not follow." Say, "A stranger they will not follow. But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers." So what's the reason the sheep didn't follow the voice of the stranger? That person they didn't know? They didn't know him. Why were they so confident that the voice that they heard of their master, why were they so confident that that was the master? They know his voice. Well, how did they get to know his voice? They spent time with him. They were around him. They heard him talking. They heard him calling. They know when whatever voices they make, that they come running because it's feed time. They know all that because they know his voice. They've been around him. They know him. And so they don't have a problem with it. So when somebody come and try to tell them anything else, they already know that's not my master. That's not my father. So I'm not giving ear to that. Amen. So how do we judge what we hear? How do we judge? We judge according to the word. Everybody says according to the word. So we judge according to the word. So if I was telling them the other night, I desire to have a Mercedes. Anybody know what the Mercedes G-Wagon looked like? Y'all don't know what the Mercedes, oh, y'all missing out. But anyway, but the Mercedes G-Wagon, it's a nice wagon, a Mercedes, nice, look it up sometime. But anyway, if I see one parked at McDonald's uptown, first of all, I don't know if I'll see one of those parked at the McDonald's. They probably ain't going to McDonald's. That thing costs about $100,000 or more. But anyway, if I see one parked uptown at McDonald's, and I know God told me that I'm going to have one, and then I start thinking, there's one right there. Let me go ahead and steal that. It belongs to me. Y'all know how we get. It belongs to me. How can I judge that? How do we know it wasn't God? Somebody said, that wasn't God. Everybody said, she right. Oh, come on. Thank you. She right. That wasn't God. But how do we judge it? What did the Lord already say about stealing? That man didn't come out there and say, here you go, T, this is yours, this is yours. He didn't do all that. So I thought, because I saw it and I have a promise, y'all know how we get. Well, not us, we're better than that. We know the voice of the Father, amen. But you know how some people get. And all of a sudden they're thinking, oh, that must be it. That's it, it's over there, that must be it. No, that ain't it. Go ahead and see what happened if you try to take that and see what happened. So I can automatically judge it because he's told us to not steal. I can automatically tell you that ain't it. So what happens if because I'm telling you, you have to make sure you understand something because people get crazy sometimes. Some people get crazy sometimes, not us, because we know the voice of the Father, amen, and a stranger we won't follow. But what about that person you say, okay, I just know that's my wife. But she married to somebody else. No, I believe, you get real serious about it. You just get down on your knees and just start praying. Father, I thank you for her. That's my wife. Is that God? No. We judge it by the word. Thou shalt not covet another man's wife. We judge it by the word. We judge it by the word, and if it doesn't line up with the word, what do we need to do with it? Back in the day when computers were first normal, we called it file 13. Now I don't know what they just say, the trash, but anyway, file 13. Kick it out. No, that's not God. I judge it according to the word. So when we're talking about this power, he said, I didn't come to you claiming to know it all. I didn't come to you acting like I got it all together or that I got everything in its proper or right, just right. He said, I didn't come to you for that. I don't want you to think that. I don't want to come to you acting like I got it all together and I know all this and give you all these big words that mean much of nothing. He said, I come to you in the power I come to you in the spirit and in the power. I want you to see miracles. I want you to see, look just like Peter and John. What happened at the gate? That man, that crippled man was lying at the gate. Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none. He said, but what such I have, I give it to you. Rise up and walk. What happened? That man got up walking, jumping, leaping, and praising God.